Okay, somebody's excited. Please have a seat. Please be seated. All right. Well, I've got a pet peeve. I don't know if you experience this or not, but it really bugs me because one of the things that really means a lot to me is being on time. And I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor's office, are they always on time?
No.
I had the experience a couple weeks ago, Jeannie has to go with me to keep me settled down because invariably they're a little later than what they say they're going to be. So we had an 11:30 appointment, get there at 11:30, and nobody was there. I mean, the people that worked there, they were there, but no other patients were there. And so we sat down and we waited a few minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes. Somebody else came in and I overheard that they have an 11:45 appointment. And I have an 11:30 appointment. So it was about 11:45 or so, and the nurse comes out and says, "Come on in." So fine, I'm 15 minutes late, okay. So we go into the little room. They always have these little rooms they stick you in, right? And they close the door. And of course, she took my blood pressure and asked me a few questions. And so everything was good. And then she says, and everyone says this, "He will be with you in a moment." Right? The doctor will be with you momentarily. Well, 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, and I'm stewing. I'm upset because I take a stand, be on time. And so I get up, open the door, and I look down the hall and I see another little room. There's a bunch of little rooms. There is that guy that has 11:45 appointment. He's talking with the doctor. So I was a little upset. So I get back. Jeannie, of course, settle down. So the doctor finally comes. And I tell you what, I took a stand. I said, "Doctor, bless your heart, you're way too late." Oh, I'm sorry. We have some new people here, and they mixed up on talking to the different patients, and I'm sorry. And so I kind of bit the bullet, but I take a stand on something like that. I'm not going to let them slide. So, and don't we all have certain things we take a stand on? I mean, we do, don't we? And of course, even in a big way, our country, we see people taking stands where they go on strikes, huh? Yeah, I think the automobile workers, they're on strike. They're taking a stand. They want more pay, less hours. Even the Hollywood writers, they're taking a stand too, aren't they? And Kaiser Hospital taking a stand. So everybody's got something they take a stand on, don't they? And of course, when it comes to politics, oh boy, everybody's got an opinion, huh? They take a stand on a lot of different things, and you got to be careful when it comes to politics, upcoming presidential candidates, who are you going to stand for? Oh my goodness, yeah, people get excited, don't they? How about climate change? Yeah. And people get real emotional, don't they? They get excited. They really put their whole heart into what they believe is right or wrong or what they're standing for. Well, there's something I think that's worth standing for above anything else. So I need somebody to ask me a question. Bob, what do you think is the most important thing to stand on? I'm glad you asked that question. I believe the most important thing to stand on is God's Word. This is what's worth standing for, right? It's the Word of life. God magnified His Word above all His name. So it must be important. This is the words of life. You can share some scriptures out of this Bible and it can get people delivered, saved from eternal death to eternal life. Can you beat that? Is there anything greater that we can take a stand on? I don't think so. Over 500 years ago, a man took a stand. He took a stand against the most powerful group in the world at that time, and that was the Roman Catholic Church. And this man, I think you probably know who I'm talking about, Martin Luther, finally took a stand and he said, enough is enough. So on Halloween night, instead of going trick-or-treating, knocking on doors, he went to the church door and he nailed 95 theses, right? He took a stand against the indulgences and everything else that was going on in the Roman Catholic Church. Pretty neat, huh? And because that man took a stand, along with other people, we have what we call the Reformation. And I'd like to read some information about Martin Luther. Because at his time, the organized church had diminished the importance and the authority of God's Word to the point that very few people thought it was worth anything. It was not available to learn the Word. The only people that could have the right and authority to read the Word were the priest. And of course, the Bible was written in Latin for the most part. Who could read Latin? Only the priest could. So as a young man, Martin Luther, he had a heart desire to do God's will. And what he was taught was that you have to suffer like Jesus did to really be right before God. And so Luther would go through all these different activities and put pain on himself, suffered all kinds of different things. And to the extent that the other priests thought, man, this guy's going to kill himself. We've got to do something here. So they assigned him the worst job you could have in the Catholic Church, teaching the Bible. Serious. So they sent him to the college, and he was to teach the book of Romans, of all books. And guess what he read in the book of Romans? By faith you are saved, not by works. That changed his life. He recognized, wait a minute, this is the Word of God. And so Martin Luther took a stand on the Scriptures. Solo Scriptura, right? We've got a wonderful quote that I'd like to show you about Martin Luther. No greater mischief can happen to a Christian people than to have God's Word taken from them, or versified. And I put the explanation of what versified means. Change into another written form like some cute poem, so that they no longer have it pure and clear. God grant we and our descendants be not witnesses to such a calamity. It was the Word of God. He realized that's what really counts. That is the truth that really counts, is God's Word. And that's what counts for our lives too, isn't it? Is God's Word. Most important. So let's take a look at the scriptures here, okay? You and I have been called to the family of God, and we have a ministry that God has called us to. We have a purpose. And it's not just to come to church every, once a week and have done my Christian duty. No, everybody's got a calling. Everybody's got a ministry to function within the body of Christ. And here's a great scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:1 and 2. I think we have that on the... There we go. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we what? We faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Wow. Pretty big deal, huh? God's word is encouraging us that we have a ministry, that we have a responsibility. And part of that is to get rid of the garbage that fills our mind that's not pertaining to the truth of God's word. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Let's take a look at that one. And this is the verse I was thinking about, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against what? The knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's where we take a stand, right? We take a stand on God's word. Galatians 5:1. Take a look at Galatians 5:1. Here it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's the Old Testament laws and regulations. But we stand fast in the liberty. You know, we don't melt. If somebody doesn't like who you are as a Christian, don't back down. Take a stand. Take a stand for who we are in Christ. You know, this world needs us big time. I mean, I don't know if you listen to the news or not. I normally don't, but any time I do, it's pretty junky, pretty bad. Looks like the world's going way, way down, huh? So what can we do? We can get all excited. We can take a stand on politics and all this stuff. But why not just take a stand on God's work? That's what really counts. This is the book of life. No other book can do what God's word can do. Philippians. Let's take a look at Philippians 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. God calls us his dearly beloved. We heard that in the manifestations, huh? How much he joys about our lives and who we are. 1 Corinthians. The word is loaded with encouragement for us to stand on the word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith, your believing, should not stand in the wisdom of men. You know, so much we catch on to what some man says, what some great person comes up with. We don't stand on the wisdom of men. Our believing is what? In the power of God. The power of God. That's what counts. God's got power, and he's got power in us because we've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let's take a look at Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth, having your loins girt about with truth. Your loins is your midriff here, right? And if your loins are hurting, you're bent down. You, You know, you can't stand straight. But we gird our loins with what? Truth. And then we can greatly stand for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. You know, there's a wonderful song that Jeannie found that really communicates some of the great things we're talking about and taking a stand. So I thought this would be a good time for us to listen to this song, okay?
Who will I be when trouble comes calling for me? Will I live the way I believe? When I'm backed up against the wall, what kind of heart do I have in my chest? Does it beat for my Savior or just for my flesh? What will I do in the moment that everything falls? I'm gonna stand in a world that's breaking thin. For a truth unchanging, I'm not ashamed. I've considered the cost. I'll be right here at the foot of the cross and stand. They can call me a fool, stubborn for following you, trusting without any proof. But I've seen you here through it all. What kind of person do I want to be? Am I committed to you or committed to me? What will I choose the second that everything falls? I'm gonna stand in a world that's breaking thin. For a truth unchanging, I'm not ashamed. Everything, stand up, because you deserve all of me. I won't give up, I won't give in, and if it takes all I am, I'm gonna stand in a world that's breaking thin. For a truth unchanging, I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. All right. I think we should be all that enthusiastic, huh? All right. A few more scriptures I want to share with you. Philippians 1:27. Philippians 1:27. Should be number 8. There we go. Only let your conversation be as it becometh what? The gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's the encouragement to stand on God's word. Let's take a look at Colossians. Colossians 4:12. We stand on God's word no matter what, always laboring fervently for you in prayers that you what? Stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Well, what's the will of God? God's word. God's word is the will of God. This is what we do. This is something we should put into practice as we pray for each other and the family of God. Let's pray this prayer that we stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And what's the will of God for each and every one of us? It's to function with the calling that God has called us with. God has called us to work within the body of Christ in so many wonderful ways. And that's what we want to do. 1 Thessalonians, last verse here. There's many more, but this one kind of says it all. For now we live if we stand fast in the Lord. You know, anything else, you stand for anything else, it's going to fall for you. It may hold you up for a while, but it's only the word of God that you stand on that will last not only a lifetime, but for eternity, forever and ever and ever. So what's my encouragement for you this morning? Stand. Take a stand on God's word. Let's don't busy ourselves with all the other junk that comes into our minds and muddies what really counts. And that's the truth of God's word. That's what we love. That's what we enjoy. What really counts in life is the integrity and accuracy of God's word. And that's what we do. We stand for Him and on His word. Okay? All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a word worth standing on, for calling us to your family, making it available that we can know you, that we can function within this body of Christ and in this crazy world, taking a stand for you. We're thankful for so many other people that have stood for you through the years. May we be one of them, where we take your word and say, yes, thus saith the Lord. So, Father, I pray that you work with us, that you help us do this, that you work within us so that we will do that perfect will of God that you have for us. So thank you for your people, for those, all of the folks here that have heard this sharing and that will hear it via YouTube and our website and whatever, that they can grab their heart and stand for you on your wonderful word. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.